Okay, I told you I was going to play them. I'm not a liar, but they are.
Give me, give me life. Give me, give me hope. Give me, give me faith. Give me, yourself you don't love him, just as you kiss him. You tell yourself you don't need him, you tell yourself you will leave him. You're the prettiest girl, and you're the busiest girl, but in your everyday world, you're still the loneliest girl. Your face is long, your emotions are gone. It's either that way, or they hit you at once. So face yourself, baby. Brace yourself. Don't kid yourself. You're the prettiest girl, and you're the busiest girl, but in your everyday world, you're still the
to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
That's right. Don't do it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And after the Spinal Tap twofer for Lucas, we played Classic Ruins, Geraldine, a whole lot of local. Geraldine, Real Kids, Bad to Worse, Common at Noon, The Dirty Truckers, Help You In, Nervous Eaters, Last Chance, Liars, How Do You Know, Stop Calling Me Frank, Give Me Life, Neighborhood's Prettiest Girls, Muck in the Myers, Don't Let Her Get Away, and The Outlets, Knock Me Down. It's like kind of some of the old and the new and the all local, though, right there. And now I want to hear Piece of Crap. How about you? 91.5 WMFO.
Bye. You can choose your medicine.
91.5 WMFO with my horrid Keith Richards impersonation right there. Thank you very much. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You know what time it is? Well, first it's time to tell you what I just played. After the outlets, we heard Neil Young, Uncle Neil Young, and Crazy Horse with Piece of Crap. Tom Petty after that, Jamming Me, Talking Heads, Drugs, also known as Electricity. The Rolling Stones right there with Keith singing, Before They Make Me Run. Yes, he sings, he walks, he's alive, Keith Richards. All right, now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com, which you can do too, and just check out what's going on this week, huh? A lot going on today. Moto, Jerry's Gut Jokes, Cook Bag, The Trades, and The Runouts are at the Midway Matinee. Started at 3, ends at 7. Lesang Klotz. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Muck and the Myers, Fire King, Hambone Skinny are at the Midway Nighttime Show. The High End, Classic Ruins, The Stigmatics are at the Square Root in Rosendale tonight. The Knockups, Motel Black, Bad at Sex are at the Jungle Union Square. They're at the Jungle in Union Square in Somerville. Excuse me, I'm like burping. The New England Ska Summit, Bim Scala Bim, Copacetics, Hemsteadies, El Grande, that's at Once Ballroom tonight. Did I already say this? What the heck? No, they just have it listed twice. That's what's going on. Joe Harvard Memorial. It's 5 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, Middle East Up. Keep checking the FB page for updates and info. That's what they're talking about there is bostongroupienews.com. Go to that page and click on the FB page for Joe Harvard Memorial. And yes, I told you it's a long one. Well, you could go here, but I'm going to mention this one. Chet's Last Call After Party at the Once Lounge. I even think I'm in the credits for this movie. Chet's Last Call, the movie. I think they're going to play the movie and then have an after party with the Classic Ruins, the Hopelessly Obscure with Cal Callie and Sarah Billingsley, Al, Randy Black and Friends, Esther Rose and Friends, plus lots of guests. The 10 singers are in the film and will perform. Kenny Highland is the host for the night. That's all at the Once Lounge next Thursday, Chet's Last Call Party. Check it out. And, yeah, for all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. You want Moto, you say? I got Moto. relaxing. I sleep to that stuff. Drives my girlfriend crazy. His Bim Scala Bim.
No!
Oh, yeah. Another great crash course for the Ravers show, if I do say so myself. Thank you to all my listeners. And everyone who supports the show. What did we hear? That last bit there? Well, it's more local than I played in a while today. That was like a ton of local in the beginning. I always play a ton of local at the end, trying to play bands that are playing around that night. But, yeah, we went back and played some older stuff, and it was a fun time. If you missed it, join us next time. I'm here every Saturday, 1 to 4. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It also streams over at WMFO.org. Remember, org. It's a college thing. So where were we? Started the last local block with Moto, Die by the Side of the Road. We had Bim Scala Bim with Run Joe. The Stigmatics with Lies. The High End, Looking for Some Kicks. Glider, 20th Century. And then we ended it with Anthony Kaczynski and Fire King, Dukes of Rock. Back when Smitty was with them. Miss those days. A couple of great guys. I don't know why they split up, but you can catch Smitty's band. I know they're playing somewhere this week. And anyways, I'll be back next week with Cal and Al Duo, along with Sarah Billingsley, and should be a great time. Until next time, see ya!
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's A Crash Course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference.